I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Ebola's rampage continues to rise throughout West Africa. Vaccines are being developed and U.S. troops have boots on the ground, and so does Living Water International. But is it enough? Mike Mantell of LWI says their double-sided approach to the outbreak calls for your help. Support ministries working on the ground to fight more cases. And second, pray for the teams of LWI.
They ask for our prayers that the truth of the gospel will shine through, that the Lord will intervene, that knowledge will spread, that teams will work together, that NGOs, the government, and the church will work together. There's no more powerful response than prayer.
And MNN's Katie Harth shares one emergent theme from the recent Missio Nexus Leadership Conference.
While globalization is one of the key issues here at the conference, so is urbanization, the movement of people from remote locations into the city. Laurel Verberg of World Mission shares why their audio scripture device, The Treasure, is perfect for both settings.
Small group ministry is huge in churches. And if you're talking about urbanization where people that are coming from remote areas are coming in mass, illiteracy is still an issue. No matter what your mission is, chances are the population you're working with is going to respond to an audio scripture. So The Treasure is a great tool for doing that.
Get the rest of this story at missionnetworknews.org. Pray mission groups that need resources like The Treasure get connected with World Mission. Katie Harth, Mission Network News.
You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. You can sign up to get our daily e-news blast for free. Go to missionnetworknews.org, type in your email address, and you'll have up-to-date missions news every day. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.